The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live. Take control toll-free here as we launch into the third hour of the program. California may split into six different states if one billionaire venture capitalist has his way. Timothy Draper, the founder of a Silicon Valley venture capital firm, has put forth the money to get the 808,000 signatures needed to place a measure on the ballot in November of 2016 to propose basically splitting California into six separate states. We'll talk more about it here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And then, Mark, I know you wanted to tell us about a woman who is being threatened because her lawn is a little too brown, apparently. We got all that on the way, plus your calls. In fact, we're going to jump right into your phone calls and thoughts with Jim in Virginia. And, Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you listening on the radio tonight, Jim?
I wish, if only I could. But,
okay, I didn't think you were.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Only one day on the weekend.
Gotcha. We're on WLNI on FM there on the weekend. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Soon to be every night, I hope.
That'd be great.
Yeah, the people that have the were their home broken into with the child porn. What was the agency?
Apparently, Department of Homeland Security's ICE was involved in that one. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, as well as local, probably whatever the local PD was.
Okay, I don't see what ICE has to do with child porn. But regardless, there's no authorization for federal police. Federal police are not legal. Okay. They formed the FBI back when people started traveling in trains and moving around a lot and they had interstate kidnapping to just help and coordinate the statutory legal police in localities. Federal police are not legal. Certainly the Department of Agriculture SWAT team and, you know, the Department of Weights and Measures tanks are not legal. But, you know, nobody should be coming into your house from the federal government about child porn. It's not a federal issue, and federal police are not.
Well, I'm sure the federal police will be happy to hear you tell them that if they ever come into your home.
Oh. Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, when, you know, people have guns, then you've got your choices to make. But the other point I wanted to make was it was very recently revealed that some of the NSA programs that they have, the NSA can spoof your email. The NSA can write an email from one of you to the government saying, I'm going to do this violent act. The NSA can put video on your computer.
Absolutely.
Anything they need to come and get you. I mean, obviously this was a mistake, and these people were either innocent or, I mean, I have no idea why you would break someone's shower to find child porn.
I don't know either. You're referring to, by the way, for our listeners just tuning in, South Florida, a couple had their home raided 6 in the morning, a huge SWAT team, military fatigues, busting indoors, destroyed a shower door for some reason while they were at it. The warrant was to confiscate electronic devices for the purposes of looking for child pornography. And basically what I said about this was, you know, even if they did have child pornography, it was entirely inappropriate to do a police SWAT raid over this. This seems completely ridiculous and totally unnecessary.
Well, the drug war, you guys want to make all drugs legal, and I don't know about that for drugs, but certainly for what it's done to the police. There shouldn't be a no-knock warrant for anything. Okay, I don't see any reason that child porn shouldn't be the guys from Adam 12 with a normal police outfit and leather shoes knocking on your door with a piece of paper from a judge.
Absolutely.
You do not need a tank and military gear. And I'm in the spirit of Keene, I'm going to my little small town and talk to my city council next month.
Oh, cool.
Demilitarizing the police. You know,
thanks for doing that.
We're making the military act like police and have to, you know, read the Taliban their rights before they shoot somebody. But we're making the police having tanks and BDUs and boots and referring to me as a civilian. a policeman disobeying.
Mm-hmm. I think the very best way to begin demilitarizing the police, and this is something they can't argue against at all, is to have them paint their Bearcat or their MRAP, to have them paint it pink. Or turquoise, or lime,
rainbow.
Like, yeah, one of these pastel colors. Because this will drive these macho, black-wearing, thugs crazy. It'll drive them bananas. I'm not driving a pink truck! I can tell you that they're just not going to go for it. And it's, every excuse, all the excuses they have canned, which is, hey, it's for officer safety.
Yeah.
They don't have
rescue vehicle.
They don't have that with a pink truck.
That's one of the things I like a lot about some of the UK police is that they're always in those safety vests, and they have to wear the safety yellow and the reflective tape.
Yeah.
And all that. If it's about safety, that's what the officer should be wearing.
Jim, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, no, that's it. Love you guys.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go to Justin. He's in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, perhaps. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, are you in Pitts or Pittsburgh?
Come on.
Pittsburgh.
All right, great. Go ahead.
I'm actually calling about something that kind of ties both of those stories together. Did you guys hear about the bank robbery in Stockton, California yesterday?
No. Tell me about it.
There was a thing that's called the Bank of the West in Stockton, California. Allegedly armed bank robbers went in, robbed the bank for something close to $100,000, took some hostages from the bank. And then proceeded to lead police on almost an hour-long police chase, which ended with everybody that was left in the vehicle being killed except for one of the bank robbers, including a hostage who was left in the vehicle.
Oh, no.
There was over 100 police officers at the end of it. And there's one short video I found on YouTube of somebody might have been a local business owner. It looked like it was at a garage of some sort. Just out of view of the final firing squad, more or less, and you hear over 300 rounds or so being completely. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I can't. And the strangest thing is, if you look online, I mean, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist here, but it almost looks like the footage has been removed because there is no amateur footage whatsoever, no cell phone shots, no nothing. Save for a few here and there, but none of them show anything during the chase. They went through several residential neighborhoods too, so I find it so hard to believe that nobody pulled out their phone and shot any of this.
It's amazing. You know, with a bank robbery, banks are insured against this sort of thing from happening, and so the idea that you would need to send 100 police after these robbers to shoot these guys to death while they have a hostage in the car and thereby shooting the hostage to death as well, over $100,000 that the bank is going to get back anyway in an insurance payment. This is just crazy.
But another thing you'll find out is that this one robber that survived, he will be charged. I assume it's a he.
Okay.
That person will be charged for the deaths of all of his cohorts and for the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the police officer hailed down 300 shots upon them, but he'll be charged. Because anything that happens as a result of that felony, he's convicted of murder. He's under the felony one murder statute, which then absolves, of course, the police officers from, firing 300 shots at an innocent person.
Well, it was in the commission of a felony, Mark.
You saw what happened in the Christopher Dorner situation with the police officer that was, that killed some people in California, and they went after him. They shot up a couple of people's cars and did whatever the hell they wanted to do, and they haven't been charged. These police officers unload their weapons in irresponsible fashions and nobody does anything about it, but they'll get you if your concealed weapon just happens to tuck from your shirt.
I'm looking at some amateur footage of a blue Ford Explorer that looks like it's been through a war zone. If you want to find that amateur footage that you're looking for, search for Stockton Bank Robbery on YouTube, and you will find loads and loads of it.
We can post whatever video it is on our Facebook page, too.
Yeah, there you go. Justin, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, just one other quick thing about it. The hostage that was left at the end, whenever everything went down and the police started firing, the police official story is that one of the bank robbers used her as a human shield. But I, given the time frame, if you watch the one where they caught the sound of all of the shots being fired, I just don't see how it could have happened that way. There was no time between the time that the police car stopped and the firing started. So,
and all of these people were in a car, right?
Right, exactly.
You're not going to use somebody as a human shield if you're in a car surrounded by cops being shot to death?
If a robber's using somebody as a human shield, don't shoot at them.
There's more coming up here in a moment. Thanks for the call, Justin. It's Free Talk Live.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay, can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free. California, will it split into six different sections? We can continue that discussion here in moments. And your calls are welcome at 855-450-FREE.
Get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. We are able to make that available to you through BuzzBox. They have the best of the best coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. Coffee is a very absorbent crop, and that makes that organic certification that much more important to people. The fact is that many of these countries, they use leaded gas, or they may not have the regulations on pesticides. And this can be a real concern for many. Maybe it should be a concern for you. But another thing that is important to me, and the reason that we've coupled with BuzzBox, is that they allow organizations like us to be able to give microloans for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. You get the free pound. You see if you like it. And if so, you keep the subscription going, and you continue to get your coffee delivered right to you. You don't have to think about buying coffee anymore. It just comes to you. And for every 10 people that get their coffee that way, we are able to give another microloan to another family that's able to, work their way up out of poverty. If you want to help people, this is the way to do it. You can help them by giving them a hand up, not a handout, by simply getting your coffee that you'd normally get at coffee.freetalklive.com instead.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. We got Habu on the line in Madison, listening online. Hello, Habu.
Yeah, hello. Good evening to you.
Hello. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Of course.
I had something else which I'll get to, and I'm not going to filibuster, but I was hearing this microloan stuff. Anymore, microloans have become the scourge in third world countries because the interest rates range, anyway, in India, between 24 and 36%.
Woo, yeah, I checked on the rates because I had read a story about this. I wanted to do my research, and these microloans come through World Vision, and the fact is that the rates are very low, and if they exist at all, depending on the situation. So, yes, I am aware of that, and it was a big concern of mine.
And this is the way microloans should have been, instead of having World Bank and these Citibank and all these big banks, big intermediaries. This to escape the loan sharks and go directly from one small person to another small person and be able to. But anyway, getting back to this this city of police shootout, the facts weren't brought out properly. Actually, there were three hostages in the car.
Oh my God! You're talking about the Stockton bank robbery where the entire car was shot up.
Which means there should have been even more caution when having these the shootout. And these people, the police, in my opinion, of course the robbers were the robbers, but the police threw caution to the wind, knowing that there were three, because this thing was all the bank employees. The third person, unfortunately, who died was a customer who was at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Good Lord, that's so terrible.
And
I'm sorry to hear about that.
Her daughter was left behind in the bank.
Every time I see situations with the police doing these sort of, however many dozens of bullets are fired, in this case somebody speculated 300, and I listened to some video here, and I don't doubt that number. But there's so many misses. This isn't a situation, a handgun isn't something that's even, that you want to be using from a distance more than 10 yards tops, right? And people miss with handguns. They're not intended to be accurate defense weapons. So
they didn't miss the truck that much. Maybe they did.
How do we know? We don't even know how many
connected
hit.
Quite a few times with that truck. I saw the video that Johnson had pulled up there during the break. Habu, thanks for that clarification. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I didn't hear you opine on this cockamamie notion of breaking up California. You know, that I think that this is something going around the world emanating from the United States, meaning the World Bank, IMF, and the American, the military complex, meaning to break up these countries into Bantustans, be it Libya or South or Sudan or even now Iraq, so that they become completely crippled and have no sovereignty, and they can just kind of bow to the whims of these big powers who want to who covet their resources. So that's just my two cents.
So you're saying you don't support California splitting into six parts?
No, of course it has problems, but just think of it. It's not going to be efficiency, and efficiency is not everything. You're going to have six times the number of you're going to have, you know, the same kind of people doing the same thing in all these different mini states.
I think if you have six times as many. They have things like, they have county commissions in every one of these counties already. You'll probably see an uptick in a certain amount of bureaucracy, I would think, as far as, there'll be more governors. There'll be five more governors. There'll be five more sets of legislators. But I kind of feel like I get more representation in New Hampshire than people in California get in Sacramento, if you know what I mean.
Thanks, Abu, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you, although I disagree. I think that having more political units is better than fewer political units.
I would like to have as many political units as there are people.
I want to hear somebody make a remix of There's a Song Out There by the Propellerheads called Take California. I want to hear them remake it to Break California.
So I like the idea. I think that the more choices there are, the better. The more options that people have as far as different places to go and live with different setups and rules and things like that, better. As far as the former California states or what might be called the former states of California or whatever, as far as them being implemented or influenced by large governments from around the world, that doesn't seem to be too likely.
The
United States federal government's still there, and I don't think China's going to be able to.
Here's a little trick when setting up your new state. I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. Here in New Hampshire, there's one, pro tip from people in New Hampshire. There are 49 states where the lawyers have infiltrated, and a federal government, where the lawyers have infiltrated almost so thoroughly that you're talking about something like 98% of the people that are in legislative positions in these 49 states and the federal government are lawyers. That's a pretty thorough infiltration. In New Hampshire, the number is nothing like that. I frankly can't think of any lawyer that is in the New Hampshire State House. I'm probably wrong.
Oh, there's got to be some.
There's 400 New Hampshire legislators for 1.3 something million people. That means that about every 3,500, that's just a housing development, 3,500 people.
Yeah.
There are hotels in Las Vegas that hold more people than that. For every 3,500 people, there's a representative. That means that it doesn't pay the lawyers to do it. There's $100 a year is what you get to do this, and a gas stipend. It is not worth it. That's how you keep lawyers out of the state house.
What do they pay the senators in New Hampshire? Because I know there's a lawyer there.
It's still $100.
Really? All right. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Molly Kelly's an attorney.
Yep.
855-450-FREE.
But I said the state house.
855-450-FREE. You can take control here of Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want by dialing toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. The main feature of the website actually allows you to control the content on the front page. Now, you can go and log in with your Reddit account and Free Talk Live account. You just have to link them together in a very quick process that's free. And then once you're logged in, you can vote up or vote down whatever the items are on the front page. You can submit an item to the front page, and that item can be whatever you want, whatever link to anything on the internet that you'd like to share with our listeners and with the host of the show. So maybe a news item or a blog post, maybe a YouTube video that you think's interesting. Feel free to share it over at freetalklive.com. Timothy Draper is the founder of Silicon Valley-based venture capital firm that apparently has gone pretty well for him. He's got a lot of money. He's thrown a bunch of it at a petition. 808,000 signatures were needed to place a measure on the ballot in November of 2016 that will, if approved, be the first step on the path towards possibly chopping California up into six smaller states. Now, the plan has raised bipartisan hackles across the state, and opponents say it stands little chance of gaining voter approval. Apparently, I heard that in the past, California has had similar ballot measures, actually.
I think it's interesting that these ballot measures generally are interesting because they get legislation that wouldn't otherwise get through legislators. They get it on the ballot in front of people. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, it's true.
In Florida, though, it wasn't that great. Like there was a situation that I think it was the same year that they outlawed smoking in bars.
That's right.
Which basically is a it's a litmus test. Do you like smoking or not? But outlawed smoking in restaurants except for bars that don't serve food or something like that was their rule. The same year they did that, they also had this ballot measure was basically, would you like to spend money on a millions and millions and millions of dollars on a super fast choo-choo train that runs between Tampa, Orlando, and Miami.
Right. And they voted for that one too.
And people are like, I love choo-choos. And on the same one, I got to vote in this one. This is one of the few times I voted in Florida. Every time I'd move, I'd get to vote one time before they caught me. And being a felon, they didn't like it. So another one was, the amount of square footage a pig has to have in a farm in Florida.
I remember that.
And people are like, yes, a pig must have, they should have that much square footage, so they're deciding how much square footage a pig needs to have.
And aren't these all amending the Constitution?
They're amending the Constitution of the state of Florida. Because, they don't have a ballot measure there. They only have a constitutional thing. This is really hilarious. And then a few years later, after they're like, they've bought millions of dollars of donuts for bureaucrats to study, the effectiveness of having super fast choo-choos between Orlando, Tampa, and Miami, then people realize, I don't see a choo-choo here. They're probably wasting our money. Let's vote against the super fast choo-choo. And then they do it again. Now, didn't it have to be 66% in Florida in that situation?
I don't recall that. But I know that almost everything passed with over 70%.
It always did.
Like, whatever you put on the ballot, Florida would pass.
Put on the ballot, these
friends. Right. That sounds great, Gertrude. Let's get that here.
The piggies do need more room.
All right, so back to the story and then back to your phone calls. Salazar is the spokesman for the campaign, Roger Salazar, and he says that the campaign has gathered the signatures. It's going to be on the ballot, but the question is, what will happen then? In an off-the-air discussion about this, I think, maybe it was between Daryl and I, because he's like into this stuff. He knows all the details about this, the electoral system. Anyway, my question was, in most of the cases of these proposed secessions of a state, like a state split, basically, because there was the Colorado proposal, there's now the California one, and I think there was something else elsewhere. But in all these proposals, it usually has to go to the state legislature after it's approved by the voters. And that's what I was told about this one, but this article from Reuters doesn't mention that. It does say that that apparently, hang on a second, it has little chance of gaining voter approval, even if it does win the support of voters. It must still be passed by Congress. I thought there was a stop in between Congress and the state legislature, where the state legislature also had to approve it. At least that's how it was in Colorado, and I was told that was the case in California. But if that is the case, then Reuters got this wrong, and they left that detail out. But either way, if the voters pass it this in November of 2016, it won't necessarily be a done deal for them.
I can tell you that there are a lot of people that are upset about the idea of California essentially getting 10 more senators, is the way they see this.
But Jefferson's very different. The northern part of the state is very different from other parts.
Look, the circles I travel in tend to be a little more heavily Republican. I don't get to hear what the Democrats say as often. But I think it's hilarious. The Republicans are like, all them Mexicans in California is going to vote Democrat. And it's just, oh, God, really? This is what I've got to listen to? So,
but there's bipartisan opposition to this.
Bipartisan opposition.
People don't like the idea of splitting up a state, a lot of them. That's scary.
I don't see that the federal government's going to go for it, but I support it.
And it'll cut into the power of the people in the state as well.
Just because there are a lot of states that really do need to be broken up. They're just too big. And that's a problem.
According to Stephen Maviglio, a Democratic political strategist who's formed the group One California with GOP strategist Joe Rodota to fight the plan, he says this is a colossal and divisive waste of time, energy, and money that will hurt the California brand. It has zero chance of passage, but what it does is scare investment away at a time when the governor is leading us into an economic comeback. Draper's plan would split the world's eighth largest economy along geographic lines. One state to be called Silicon Valley would include the tech hub along with the San Francisco Bay Area. Jefferson, named after the third U.S. president, would encompass the northernmost region. The state capital of Sacramento would be in North California, while South California would be made up of San Diego and the eastern suburbs of Los Angeles. And Los Angeles itself would be a part of a state called West California. Proponents say the division would help create a more business-friendly environment, solve the state's water issues, and ease traffic congestion. I'm not sure how it's going to ease traffic congestion right out the gate, but maybe having more political subdivisions will make for better responsiveness of government, if only by a smidgen.
So, you know, I think it's interesting. A lot of this does have to do with water rights. In California, that's a very big deal. And the people in, you know, essentially the legislator in California has told Northern California, you will supply water to Southern California or die. And the people in Northern California are like, we want our water. We got these pot farms up here, and we want our water. And so it's really a power struggle about water rights. I have no idea how that's going to happen. I think it's interesting when you think about it. Who has the right to water? Is it the person who's closest to where the water fell from the sky? Or is it, you know, other people
not
that need
states.
It?
Some states, you collect your own water, you go to jail.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, all water is moving from here to the ocean at any time anyway, but you can believe it's going to be more difficult for Los Angeles to get its water, the water it needs, if California breaks up. And I think that in and of itself is probably what's going to kill this.
We will see over time. It's going to, again, be a couple of years until this actually gets on the ballot. So as it develops, we'll let you know more. And if you're in California and you can clue us in, feel free to give us the inside scoop. Meanwhile, we go to Tennessee, where Ty is on the amp lines. Hello, Ty.
Hey, do you guys think that you could be adequately represented legally along with 165,000 other people?
No.
Well, that's pretty much what it works out to be when you consider that there's 435 members of the House of Representatives, and that's supposed to be the people's house. And if you divide 300 million by that number, that's about what you get, about 165,000.
Really?
And I was just thinking,
well, in New Hampshire, I would imagine it's even worse than that. There's only two congressional districts in New Hampshire, so with 1.3 million people, you're talking about 650,000.
Right, yeah, I'm talking just, you know, basic numbers. But
yeah,
I had heard that the Jehovah's Witnesses believe that heaven will only have 144,000 people. So one member of the House of Representatives represents more people than in the Jehovah's Witnesses heaven.
All right, stand by, Ty. I want to come back to the discussion here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Enough time for your call if you dial now. 855-450-FREE is the toll free number, brought to you by ProXPN. And Free Talk Live also brought to you by Keenvention. Keenvention's coming up in October and November, October 31st through November 2nd. Your chance to come up, check out New Hampshire in the fall. And it's kind of like just after the peak leaf peeping season. So you don't get to come in during the peak, because if you were to come in during the peak, the hotel rooms would be $250 a night instead of $79 a night. So, you know, it's a good time. The idea is to come and check out New Hampshire and meet the activists that are here already now making a difference. The names you hear about on this show, Derek J. Freeman, Rich Paul. Rich Paul's actually our first announced keynote speaker for the event. We've already announced some other panel discussions that are going to be going on. I've got more announcements to do. It's just, you know, it's one of the many things on my plate.
My question is, will there be an ample enough supply of chalk this year?
For Keenvention?
Yes.
That's a good idea, have people go out chalking during Keenvention, because last year, we wanted to have people go out and Robin Hood during Keenvention, because the idea of Keenvention is you don't just sit in the hotel the whole time. You've got, you know, reasons to leave the hotel, like, you know, go out to lunch with some friends, or go chalking, or Robin Hooding, or go do some karaoke or whatever. But last year we wanted to have folks go out and do some Robin Hooding, and it was foiled. The plans were foiled by the city of Keene, because they knew that Keenvention was going to happen, and they took the parking enforcement agents off the streets entirely on both Friday and Saturday during Keenvention. So there was no Robin Hooding that could be done.
Well, then what we should do is we should make sure to write a message in chalk next to every meter that says, this meter was disabled this weekend by Robin Hood.
That sounds like a lot of work. There are, I think, seven or 800 metered spaces downtown.
Sure, but how many people are there? You divide that
up.
That many. You break it down pretty quick.
It's an intimate event. Only about 100 or so were there last year, and I would say of that 100, only so many are interested in going out and Robin
Hood.
Sure. But the real attraction is to be around other people who care about freedom and experience the community that we have up here and learn stuff about activism. The other events that happen in New Hampshire are great. The Liberty Forum happens in the wintertime. The Porcupine Freedom Festival happens in the summer. They're both very unique. But the one thing that you get in those events, you get these fancy big name speakers from all around the country.
at Keenvention, all of the speakers are New Hampshire-based liberty activists. And so you really get to the nitty-gritty of the activism. And I think it's a really useful event. You can go and see for yourself by going to keenvention.info. Grab your tickets now. They're still just $40 because I just haven't gotten around to raising the price. I will, though, at some point soon. So grab your pre-sale early bird tickets at keenvention.info. And while you're there, check out the videos from last year. We got all the panels, all the speeches, all of it's on video, and it's all free at keenvention.info. As we go back to Ty, he's in Tennessee. Ty, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just think it's a big myth, this idea of representative government.
No, oh, by the way, I wanted to correct some of your numbers. Ty, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you had said that each representative of the federal government, that they all represent, or one person represents like 160-some thousand people. According to my math, it's more like 689,000 people.
Is it really? That's 300 million.
Divided by 435.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, okay. I messed up. I was actually being very conservative in the estimate.
I mean, you
got more than half a million people.
I mean, 300 divided by 400.
One person. Yeah, come on.
It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd, and anybody who thinks about it for a little bit should realize that anyone who calls themselves a representative who represents more than themselves or one other person maximum couldn't possibly be representing those people, even here in New Hampshire where it's 3,500 people per state representative, which is the smallest ratio you're going to find anywhere. There's still no way that individual can represent the 3,500 different viewpoints because everybody's different. We don't all agree on everything, within that particular political geographic designation.
He can hardly get three people to agree on the ingredients of a pizza.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, the representative thing, it's a hoax. It's nonsense. But regardless, I'd still rather live in New Hampshire where each representative has fewer people to whom they are accountable, so to speak, or to whom they answer. It's easier to contact these people here. You can call them at their home. I can pick up a phone and call a state representative, and their children will answer the phone in a lot of their, offices.
If they have children, most of them, many of them are too old to have children. But, I mean, you're calling their house, you're calling their cell phone.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And you don't get that in a lot of states.
But if you had the representation in the U.S. government that they had in New Hampshire, I couldn't tell you how many people, how many representatives there would be, but it would be something like 100,000 representatives.
Well, yeah. That would,
or 10,000? I can't remember what it is. It's an incredible number.
Thank you, for correcting my math. I was driving down the road. I did this math just a few days ago, and it's like, this is just unreal.
I mean, if you do it basically,
obvious on the face of it.
Yeah,
this is just right.
If you do this math really basically, man, just on the, if you think about it, 300 million, right, divided by roughly 400 reps, right, it gives you basically, you cancel out the zeros, you get 3/4 of a million, essentially, people per representative.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you take 300 million people and divide it by 3,500, which would be the amount per representative here in New Hampshire, that's over 85,000 representatives.
Right, 85,000. That's almost as big as the largest city in New Hampshire.
That's true.
85,000 is a big metro, and that's how many representatives there would be in the United States if everybody was represented as well as they – well, I mean, as is a, I don't even know what, how to describe that. But if a representative represented as few people as they do in New Hampshire.
I'd like to see them live in you've been always talking about that Blue Seed project where they're going to build a floating city or whatever. I'd like to see all those representatives live in that floating city and just float it away.
We could just cut off D.C.
It's a top-down system. You know, real proper governance should come from the bottom up as it's needed. You know, for instance, I forget the term. There's a term for it that I learned about on listening to a podcast, I think, by Tom Woods. That it's talking about, you know, when a neighborhood needs a street that connects the houses, then you can create an association that's in charge of that street. And that's their responsibility. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only reason you would create some collective group to
be in charge of something is something that's beyond the reach of the family.
Well, and even in that case, Ty, you would want to be doing it with 100% of the people in that neighborhood's agreement. Otherwise.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm saying that those people would create the association. They would create their governing
from the ground up. Thing. Yep, I get your
from
point.
From the ground up, just for that particular purpose, and that would be the scope of that particular association.
Sure, and as we've seen, that even though there was a scope placed on the federal government, it hasn't really worked, the whole Constitution thing. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Let's go to Nathan. He is in Texas via Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
I really love the voices, guys, but I think Johnson did the best funny voice today.
All right, which one was that?
Well, you know, when you're trying to imitate like a stupid person and he was saying,
oh, yeah.
That yeah, I think it was the jerk-a-der or something.
Yeah, sure. It's
the
nod to South Park.
All right. So what else you got, Nathan?
Well, since you're from Florida, I was wondering if you would recognize this. Have you heard of the Julia Tuttle sex offender colony?
No. Tell me about it.
Yeah, this is what's going on out outside of, is it Fort Lauderdale?
It was actually Julia Tuttle is a highway in Miami.
Okay.
It was
gonna say, who
is
Julia Tuttle? Colony. What does she have to do with the colony? Poor woman.
Well, it was a sex offender colony that existed until 2010, and essentially what happened was the one of the city officials decided, named Ron Book, decided that he would pass laws or get the cities to pass laws that a sex offender couldn't live within 2,500 feet.
Yeah, apparently this also has
for homeless persons.
This place also has the nickname of Bookville.
Indeed. And it was essentially a ghetto or a kind of concentration camp that sex offenders were told they had to go to or else.
Wow.
Or else go back to jail.
Well, they couldn't stay anywhere else is what you're saying. The rules were prohibiting them from staying in other places.
Yeah,
because
and they actually told them that. They said, you cannot, if you live in this county, you can either go to this freeway or you go to jail.
Wow. And also moving for somebody who's under probation is not the easiest thing in the world. Sometimes you won't get permission to move.
Sure.
So, you know, you can't just pick up and say, you know what, I'm not living under this bridge.
Well, sex offender is like almost worse than probation because it goes on forever, right?
Indeed.
Sex offender.
Yeah, that's the insidious thing about it is that, you know, they could do this anywhere.
What if you leave? I mean, can you leave as a sex offender? Can you get out of the United States? We kind of alluded to it earlier tonight, but
I'd certainly look to doing it.
Yeah.
But what you have to consider is that you can make a lot more money working in the United States than you can if you just decide you're going to go someplace else. You kind of have to have these things set up. It's not that easy.
So apparently Bookville was featured in the First Blood episode of Dexter. I didn't remember that, but now I remember that.
Oh, scene. Yeah, it was in a Dexter episode.
Oh, good show. Thanks, Nathan, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It has been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Join us tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Russ Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.